It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, Green Bay's Democratic Mayor Eric Enrich is here. Says he was elected to a second term on bread and butter issues. We dig into those pressing issues as we regularly touch base with mayors in all corners of the state. Call in with questions for a mayor, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Eric Enrich was elected in 2019, won re-election this month. Mayor Enrich, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, let's start by hearing about a couple of your top priorities in your second term. What do you have ahead of you?
Yeah, I mean, they're really the issues that we talked a fair amount about during our campaign. So it was really focused on public safety, infrastructure, and community and economic development. And on the public safety front, we're really proud of the fact that we've made major investments. That hasn't necessarily been the case because of the way that local government is funded across the state of Wisconsin in other communities, but we have been able to make those investments in police and fire. So we've added 7 additional police officer positions to our police department. We've added more firefighters and invested in new technologies to assist the work that they do. So we're going to continue to make those sort of traditional investments in people power that we know is necessary to keep our neighborhood safe. In addition to that, though, we just prior to the election, we were given some really good news by the Medical College of Wisconsin. They received a good amount of funding from Governor Evers and his administration in the form of some ARPA resources to dole out grants focused on violence prevention mm-hmm. in communities throughout the state. And we were awarded $1 million to implement a program like that. So we're in the process of accepting that grant. Our common council actually just accepted the grant in our first council meeting after the election. And so now we're going to begin the hiring process of identifying a director to run that program, not actually out of our police department, but in our community economic development department, working closely with our police department and community organizations to develop some mentoring programs to break that cycle of violence.
Oh, that's really interesting. Exists. Yes, that's interesting that it would be housed, this Office of Violence Prevention, to be housed in the economic development side and not in the police area. What will that enable you to do?
Yeah, so and that was a requirement actually of the program that that these offices of violence prevention not be located within police departments. But we have a strong history within the city of Green Bay of interacting closely with our residents and with our neighborhoods. We have a neighborhoods division within our community and economic development department. We've had community service interns for a long time that were once housed within community economic development. So we've got a really good, I think, track record and history of running not identical programming, but similar programming. So we're looking forward to standing up this office and addressing violence in a more holistic way, recognizing that our police officers bear a really heavy burden as it is, and this is really going to require an all organization effort, all community effort to address some
to address
issues.
It. Yes. Another grant coming your way will affect the coal piles. This long sought cleanup project to move the coal piles from, from the shoreline, the Fox River shoreline. What is the status of this?
Yeah, so this is something that mayors going back literally 70 years have said they were going to do. The stars have aligned a little bit here, and so we're really hoping that we're going to be able to relocate that coal pile operation that currently resides on 35 acres of our downtown riverfront. The old Pulliam power plant, which is a coal-fired power plant, was decommissioned a few years back. And so that is where we're hoping to relocate this operation. We've been partnered up with the county who operates our port here in the city of Green Bay, been partnered up since my election, working really closely with them to pull down some federal resources to make this possible. So Governor Evers, again, and his administration were very helpful in this effort, allocating $15 million to create this new port terminal on that Pulliam Power site. We also received an additional $10 million from the federal government thanks to Senator Baldwin and her support for the bipartisan infrastructure law, tremendous resources are now available to ports across the country. And because of that, also some harbor assistance money, we're getting really close to making that a reality. So so the county and the port are currently kind of in negotiations, in conversation with Sea Rice, which is the entity that operates that terminal. And once that is complete, we'll be able to start some serious negotiations with Sea Rice about their existing spot, in the hope of redeveloping that for downtown, you know, commercial and residential sorts of uses, rather than what is now a really sort of blighted area. So excited about the possibilities there.
We're checking in with mayors around the state. We have Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, recently reelected to a second term. Calling with questions for Mayor, what you wish to explore, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have conversations with mayors across our state examining Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich's next 4 years, his reelection campaign focusing on the idea of a Green Bay for all. Join in the discussion. Bring your questions, 800-642-1234. Conversation right here at 800-642-1234. Let's turn to the Packers. Green Bay's tourism economy, of course, benefits from the Packers, especially during those home games. What is your reaction this week to the Packers completing the trade of Aaron Rodgers to the Jets?
It's definitely the end of an era. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback and Super Bowl winner for the Green Bay Packers, and done so much for the team and the community. So bittersweet in some regards, but looking forward to the next chapter as well. You know, it'll be exciting to see how Jordan Love steps into that role, and obviously got the draft coming up here tomorrow. So some additional draft picks, and we'll see how that all comes together.
Speaking of the draft, KC, Kansas City hosting it. In March, the Green Bay City Council voted unanimously to pursue hosting a future draft. When could Green Bay host the NFL draft?
Yeah, so it could be as soon as 2025. We're also in the running for 2027 if 25 doesn't come together for us. But we feel really optimistic about either one of those dates. And as you mentioned, the Packers have tremendous positive economic impact on the community whenever we have a home game. So it's in the neighborhood of $15 million in economic impact. Typically, the draft would be even larger than that. It attracts hundreds of thousands of people to Kansas City here in the next couple of days, Detroit next year, and then we're hoping it'll be, like I said, Green Bay in 25, if not then in 27. But a great opportunity for us to show off the community to people that are you know, that will be coming to this this event.
Does Green Bay have the infrastructure, the hotel infrastructure, and everything else that goes with it to host an event of that magnitude?
We do. Yeah. I mean, obviously, a smaller city in comparison to most NFL communities around the country, or all actually, we are the smallest. But we feel really confident that we're going to be able to accommodate all the requirements that the NFL has for these events. The Packers and our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Discover Green Bay, they've been tracking these events for several years. And so we feel really good about our chances to land the NFL draft here.
How about the lease of the stadium? Lambeau, publicly owned and tax exempt, and it's under that decades-old lease agreement. What are the city's goals in negotiating a new lease?
Yeah, so, you know, can't really get into the details of that necessarily, but we're looking forward to the conversation with the Packers. We've had some preliminary discussions already at this point, and, you know, the organization obviously has a hugely beneficial impact on the city and the region, but just want to make sure that both sides are happy with the agreement moving forward. You know, want to make sure that the citizens of our community, the taxpayers here, are being, you know, appropriately rewarded for all the support that we've offered to the community team going back many, many years.
We're going to land here quickly on housing because $5 million you just received as well, a grant for new housing and a multi-purpose community development site. Your challenger in the election linked you with rising property taxes and rising home prices. What are your plans for affordable housing?
Yeah, I mean, affordable housing is a huge need for people of all income levels, really, not just in the city of Green Bay, but all across the state and country. So we're really excited about this opportunity to create essentially a brand new neighborhood over on our southeast side of town near the Salvation Army Croc Center. So we received that $5 million from the state of Wisconsin, from Governor Evers' administration, to really stand up this new neighborhood with three main pillars, which would be that housing element, of course, but in addition, a destination playground and an urban agriculture element to it as well. So it's adjacent to one of our most disadvantaged neighborhoods within the city of Green Bay. So we see this as an opportunity to really, like I said, build out a brand new neighborhood, but also create some additional connectivity to this distressed neighborhood and the larger community.
Mayor Genrich, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. That was a great conversation.
Eric Genrich, mayor of Green Bay, first elected in 2019, won re-election this month. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.